Now turn to Section 3. Section 3. You'll hear a tutor and a student discussing transport. First, you have some time to look at questions 21 to 25. Now listen carefully and answer questions 21 to 25.
Come in, John, come in. How's the paper going?
Morning, Mr. Taylor. Pretty well, actually.
Good, good. It's not all about bicycles, is it? I know you've got a thing about bicycles.
Yes, but that's just...
There are other ways to get around town, you know.
Yes, I know. And I think I've researched pretty well all of them.
Right then. So your paper's about urban transport in London, eh?
Not just London, but that is going to be the focus. I've also looked at urban transport systems in cities around the world. Madrid, Beijing, Mexico City, Amsterdam, Paris, other countries too.
You have been busy, haven't you? What's the purpose of your study?
Well, two things, really. I want to see if there are more efficient ways of organizing urban transport systems while cutting down on traffic congestion, and of course pollution, and to find ways of encouraging people to use public transport instead of their cars.
Let's start with that then, with cars. I think you'll have a hard time thinking of ways to persuade people to swap their cars for a crowded bus or underground train. They're convenient, comfortable, faster, and sometimes they're a status symbol, too.
Okay, I agree that cars will probably always be the most popular means of transport. But there are ways to cut down the number of people who bring their cars into the city. It's a problem that affects every big city, and several methods have been tried.
I know, as I've found to my cost. When I go into London, which I do 2 or 3 times a week, I have to pay £5 to get into the city center. Has your research thrown up any more places where they do this?
Oh, yes. Apart from London, there's Oslo, Stockholm, Singapore. Now, there, in Singapore, they've got it really organized. They've imposed a tax on all roads leading into the city center, and they have electronic sensors that identify each car and then debit a credit card belonging to the owner.
Before you hear the rest of the conversation, you have some time to look at questions 26 to 30. Now listen and answer questions 26 to 30.
And other cities, instead of charging motorists to come into the city center, have tried other measures.
Such as?
Well, in Athens, cars are only allowed to go into the city center on alternate days, depending on their license plate number. In Bogota and some other Latin American cities, such as Quito and Sao Paulo, they've developed what is called a BRT system.
A what?
A BRT system, a bus rapid transit system. People leave their cars outside the city and take buses, which have special express lanes into and through the city. It's been so successful that they're trying it out in Mexico City, Beijing, Seoul, and Taipei. And other cities are pedestrianizing more and more areas of the city center.
I see. How have these measures affected traffic congestion and pollution levels?
In most cases, it has led to a reduction in the number of cars entering the city center. Certainly, in Singapore, where it's now much easier to move around the city, and the air is much cleaner than most other cities in that part of the world. London, too, I believe. I can give some facts and figures if you like.
Please do.
In the first year after the tax was introduced, the number of people using buses to get to the city center rose by 38%.
Really? 38%? Incredible.
Yes, and the number of cars entering central London dropped by about 18%. There's more. The number of people using bicycles and mopeds went up 17%.
I knew we'd get to bicycles at some point.
Well, yes. In the city, the bicycle has a lot going for it. You can avoid traffic jams, there are no parking problems, they don't pollute, they're cheap to run, and they don't cost very much. Oh, and here's another fact for you. You can fit 20 bicycles in the space needed to park one car.
Well, I never. But I can't see it catching on. Besides, we seem to be getting off the point.
Not at all. China, Japan, and Holland have all integrated bicycles into their urban transport systems. In Holland and Japan, they've got special parking areas for commuters who get to the station by bike. And Japan has even built multi-story parking facilities for bikes close to railway stations. Then look at America. In New York, delivery services use bicycles because they can deliver messages and small parcels far more quickly and at much lower cost than cars or vans. Even the police use bicycles. In fact, in about 80% of the towns in America where the population is around 500,000, the police regularly patrol on bicycles. And they have proved to be effective because they can reach the scene of an accident or crime faster and more quietly than officers in patrol cars, making a lot more arrests per officer.
Well, you do know your bicycles, don't you? But I do need to hear more about the public transport system and what's to be done about that. And I'd like you to look a bit more into the economics of it, how much it will cost to improve the situation, and so on. Okay? Right. See you next Tuesday.
Yes, next Tuesday. Bye, Mr. Taylor.
That is the end of Section 3. You now have half a minute to check your answers.